Well, here comes the kickoff.
And Apopka's receiving.
It's a deep kick. It goes over our DBs, over the head of Deshaun Massey, and rolls out of the end zone. So for a touchback, we'll start the game first and 10 from our own 20.
And everybody is doing a
pretty good leg there, Joe, by the Phillips kicker.
Very good leg. As a matter of fact, I was watching him during practice earlier, and, yeah, he was nailing some field goals from the 50-yard line. So we'll see what he does tonight.
So Apopka will begin first and 10 from our own 20. As I said before, coming out in our decked out in white tonight. White jerseys, white pants, and, of course, our traditional Michigan Wolverine style royal blue helmets.
They did their quick shift, didn't draw anybody.
There's a snap to Birch. He rolls to the right. He's going to throw. Short pass incomplete to Massey. He was looking deep, but they had the coverage. Good coverage by Dr. Phillips.
And you did, in fact, call that first play a pass. Mind you, it wasn't a long bomb.
But Dr. Phillips, they read it. Their safety man, which looks like number three, had it covered, so we didn't catch him off guard. So either Coach Wells doesn't read the sentinel or he doesn't pay any attention to it.
I would imagine he doesn't pay attention to it.
Pop got out of the spread now. A change of formation. We didn't run out of the spread a single play last week. There's a snap. Hand off to Siriki going around right in. He's got great blocking. He's got a first down. He's got about 20 yards. He's up to the 40-yard line, a 20-yard gain by Adonayo Siriki.
He did a nice cut right up to the right side and right down the yard line. And
just a sweep around the right end, and he got great blocking at the point of attack. And when this kid gets great blocking, he's going to get great yardage just go along with it.
And moving the chains. Now, you know, we also know that Dr. Phillips has a lot of speed, too.
One of the things that's always characterized Dr. Phillips, literally from the early stages of their school opening in the late 80s, is a lot of talent. Put a lot of guys in big-time college football and college football in general, and they got their share in the NFL. Popped out of the spread. Snap to Birch. Hand off. He fakes a read option play, and he's crushed after a gain of about 5 yards. But Birch got hit by three Panthers, including number 29, Nigel Alexander, who put a crushing blow on him running full speed.
And he's about 4 yards shy of the first down. Nice yardage, but he earned it.
Nice 4 yard gain, 6 yard gain, but yeah, he earned every inch of that one and got punished at the end of it. Second and four from Apopka's own 44 yard line. There's a snap to Birch. He rolls to the right. He's looking to throw. Fires. Incomplete, intended for Adonayo Siriki. Pretty nice throw, but once again, Dr. Phillips had tight coverage.
I really thought he was going to pull it down because he was only a couple of yards. He could have ran that right in and get the first down.
That was number three, DJ Charles, on the coverage, and he's the one that also defended the pass on the first play of the game as well. He's a free safety who also is a good running back for the Panthers. Third and a long four for Apopka from our own 44-yard line. Snap to Birch. He's going to run it off a right tackle. He's got the first down. He's downed at the 50. Nice gain by Dimitri Birch. He gets the first down with 2 yards to spare.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, he did a little juke there in the middle of the traffic to be able to get that extra 2 yards.
He's got a good block at the point of attack. And, Joe, thus far in the season, we'll see what happens tonight because every game is its own unique entity. But thus far in the season, our offensive line, which was a big question mark coming into the season,
right,
with no returning starters, having a very solid year this year and a huge game last week. First and 10, Apopka from the 50-yard line. There's a snap to Birch. He's going around the right end. He cuts it back up. He's got about 4 yards, and he once again takes a hard blow from a wall of Panthers. Well, these Panthers showing their fangs on defense tonight.
And they're definitely going to try to wear the Blue Darters down. They're very, very physical right out of the box.
Hard-hitting team. Team historically, Dr. Phillips has a good defense, and they have a lot of talent, and they're known for having a lot of speed and a lot of athletic players.
Deshaun Massey comes into the game, and I'm sure they're zeroing in on him. knowing what damage he can do.
Second and about six from inside Dr. Phillips' territory from the 44, 46. There's a Massey's got it. He takes a hard hit. He's near a first down, but he got slammed by a Panther.
He took the hit.
Bounced off of
him. Bounced off him and didn't phase him really. And he tried that second effort. Gain of 5 yards.
Gain of five, bring up a third and one. We're at the 41, just at 41 of Dr. Phillips, have a third and one.
I know that Dr. Phillips' defender knows he just got hit as well.
Adonio Siriki calling the signals. There's a snap to Massey going right up behind center. He's got about 3 or 4 yards. He's got the first down. Great blocking.
Little smash mouth football there with
and Massey. Blocking back. Paul Fitzgerald paved, along with the center and the two guards, just paved, pile drived a hole for him. Massey ground out about 4 tough yards right behind center. Got the first down. First and 10 of Popka. Now at the 37 of Dr. Phillips. Out of the spread. Birch calls the signals. Birch takes it. He's still going to lose a tackle, breaks another tackle. He loses more tacklers, and he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Boy, the Panthers were coming from all directions.
He lost about 4 yards on that, Roger. Yes, he had Panthers just trying to grab him. He was trying to slip and slide.
And he eluded about 4 of them.
but didn't have the block.
Still could find no daylight whatsoever. It's going to be a loss of about 3. Moves the ball back to about the 37-yard line of Dr. Phillips. No score in the game. If you're just joining us, we're at 7:46 remaining in the first quarter. Dr. Phillips has not had the ball yet. Popka on their first possession. Second down and about 13 from the Dr. Phillips 37. Snap to Birch. Gives it to Massey around right end. He breaks more tackles. He's carrying a guy with him. He carried a guy for 5 yards and got to about the 25-yard line of Dr. Phillips.
He's just a few shy of the first down, Roger. He picked up a lot of extra yards. Gained what we've lost. Plus,
that was a classic Deshaun Massey run, Joe. You could tell also, you know, in the early phase of the run, they couldn't really see him. They didn't know where he was. That was able to get him some daylight. Then they started trying to hit him. He just kept breaking tackles. Third and about 5 from the out of the single wing. There's a flag and the ball is blown dead before the snap.
Offsides.
Ball's at about the 32-yard line of
Perfect.
Dr. Phillips.
Against Dr. Phillips.
It's going to be a 5-yard penalty against the Panthers.
Encroachment.
That'll
Love
give
it.
A Popka first down.
And a big break.
That's a big break. Ball's at the 26-yard line.
So far,
Dr. Phillips, first and 10.
So far, Roger, this has been a very good, successful drive for the Blue Darters on their first possession.
Methodical, very methodical. First and 10 from the Dr. Phillips 26 out of the kind of the hybrid formation. Snap to Birch. Gives it to Massey. He's going around left end. Ludes a tackler. Got minimal yardage. Once again, good defense by Dr. Phillips.
He might have got back to the line of scrimmage. He went a long way for...
Ran a long way.
He did get a couple yards out of that.
And once again, he got about 4, actually. Got the ball up to the 22 of Dr. Phillips. And technically, fundamentally, Dr. Phillips played that very well. Their defensive end or their linebacker over there really strung it out and made Massey wasn't able to turn the corner to get good yardage, or big yardage. Here's a snap. Birch, he's back to throw. He scrambles. He's looking. He's scrambling. He's going to run it. He's pushed out of bounds, and a flag goes right behind the tackler. Pushed out of bounds by Alexander of the Panthers.
Pushing the back.
It's going to be a hold on a Popka.
First penalty of the day, of the night for the Blue Darters, hopefully the last.
So that was going to be a would-be pass play. Dimitri Birch looked to throw, couldn't find his man. He got flushed out of the pocket, turned it into a run, got minimal yardage, and we picked up a holding penalty on top of everything else. So we're back to the 38-yard line of Dr. Phillips.
And we've got about 13 yards.
And about 17.
17.
Looks like we have a timeout on the field. So with the timeout, we'll take our first break. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football. Apopka's got second down and about 17. There's a pass from Birch. It's a double pass. A throw down the field, and it missed, incomplete. Little razzle-dazzle play. Birch threw it out to, it looks like, Daquan Wilson. It was actually technically a lateral, overhand lateral. He threw it down to a receiver streaking down the right sideline, who was either Massey or Siriki. They were both in the area, but it was pretty decent coverage, and it was incomplete.
Well, not,
interesting play.
Not all razzle-dazzle plays will function that way. Usually some of them succeed.
But, yeah, once again, Coach D test the Dr. Phillips pass defense deep. And that's literally a play I have not seen before from Coach Darlington.
He probably just made that up on the sideline.
Bring third down and long out of the spread. Snap to Birch. He's back to throw. He looks across the middle. He overthrew his receiver, and that's incomplete. That was intended for Adonio Siriki. It looked like the timing just wasn't there. It looked like it was some kind of a little modified screen, which would have been a great idea, get Siriki the ball in open space, past the line of scrimmage, but he just Birch just overthrew him. That's going to bring up a third and very long.
I'm surprised he didn't throw it off into the flat to try to gain some yardage.
If you're to... got 5:13 remaining in the first quarter. Apopka is tied 0-0. In fact, that's going to be a fourth down, and we're in punt formation. Line of scrimmage is about the 34 of Dr. Phillips.
Bad snap.
Rolls back to the punter. He does kick it. It's a short, high kick. It bounces and rolls inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line.
Took a nice little Apopka bounce there. Yeah, that was a sloppy snap.
Very bad snap.
Yeah, he dropped the ball, but he was able to get control and kick it off. The kick wasn't pretty, but it was effective.
Nice job by the punter all the way around. And that's what Coach was trying to do, trying to get better field position. And that's what he did. Got Dr. Phillips now inside their own 15-yard line. They'll start off first and 10 on their own 14. There's a snap. Quarterback fires out to the left. It's can't see if it was caught or not. Whether it was caught or not, it gained no yardage.
And
great defense by the Blue Darters.
That was Tavian Holmes in on that.
That was excellent.
Made sure that if it was caught, went nowhere.
A loss of two on the pass completion. Dr. Phillips out of the spread. They've got two wides to the left and two wides to the right. And a sole running back in the backfield. There's a snap to the quarterback. Straight handoff right up behind the center. Virtually no yards. Got maybe 2 yards.
He just barely got over the line of scrimmage, Roger. The original line of scrimmage.
Tackle by number 50 for Apopka. That's Omar Davis. Bring up a third about six. There's going to be a pass attempt, and he's going to run it. Quarterback scrambles. He's dropped for a short gain. Once again, dropped by Omar Davis. Joe, that was, once again, a good pass defense because the quarterback didn't find anybody to throw to. We had to scramble.
Exactly, and thanks to Omar Davis, he didn't get that many yards.
That's going to bring up a fourth and about two for Dr. Phillips.
And they're going to go for it.
Looks like they're going for it. Quarterback looks to the sidelines. He motions to the sidelines. Has that kind of an exasperated look on his face.
And there's a timeout.
And now Dr. Phillips takes a timeout.
Well, because they were about to get delay of game.
Yeah, it looked like the quarterback was looking for a signal from the coaches and didn't look like he was getting what he thought he was expecting to get.
Or he didn't like what the coach was telling him. Already, and here you go.
It looked like they were having a debate in sign language. But, so with fourth and two, Dr. Phillips calls a timeout. No score in the game. Quarterback thus far for Dr. Phillips, and each team has had one possession. Popka drove it inside Dr. Phillips' 30 before they had stalled and punted.
Yeah, they couldn't close the deal.
And so now Dr. Phillips sends their punter back out on the field. Kavian Holmes is back deep for Apopka.
I would anticipate something.
Along with Dimitri Birch. Of course, they're in punt formation. Doesn't always mean they're going to punt. There's a snap. He does punt it.
Nice kick.
It's a nice punt. Pretty punt. Taken by Dimitri Birch at the 42. He's got some running room. He's breaking tackles, and now he's swarmed under by about six Panthers, but not until he gets across midfield. So Apopka will take over first and 10 from the Dr. Phillips 47. Good field position.
Excellent field position. And they're marking at the 46. We'll take that. We'll take that extra yard. Thank you very much.
Nice little run on the return by Dimitri Birch. He never found daylight, but he eluded enough tacklers to inch the ball over across midfield.
So far, first possession for both teams, the Panthers and the Blue Darters, end in a punt.
And no score.
And that's where we are with 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Snapped to Massey right up the middle. He's got yardage over the left guard. Got a great hole, and it's near first down.
Looks like he got the first. No, you're right. He's just a yard shy.
And Joe,
he got the first down.
He got it. First down, Massey. Got 10 yards on first down over left guard. Once again, excellent blocking.
Mm-hmm. And then you had, the power of his legs, because he's pretty quick.
Very quick, very powerful, very strong.
He is a juggernaut, no doubt.
Popka at the 36 out of the single wing. Snap to Massey. He gives it to Siriki around right end. He's got daylight. He's got 10 yards. He leads a tackler. He's still going. He's inside the 10-yard line, down around the 5-yard line. Adonayo Siriki in a beautiful run.
It looks like he's down around the 2-yard line.
And, Joe, we saw something we didn't see last week. Last week, all of his runs were just straight ahead because he got blocks and he just took off like he had a jetpack. On that run, he had to elude tacklers most of the way.
Took a wide right and then up, and, yes, he was juking a few.
First and 10, first and goal, Apopka from about the 4-yard line. No score in the game. Out of the single wing, Apopka shifts strong right.
Flag on the field. It's going to be offsides.
Picked up a flag. Somebody did.
Dr. Phillips.
Offsides on the Panthers.
It's that shift.
The single wing shift.
Doesn't always work, but when it does, it's a beautiful thing.
Moves the ball half the distance. Now we're inside about the 3-yard line, first and goal. There's a snap to Birch. He's going over right guard.
He's pushing.
It's tough sledding. Looks like a rugby scrum. He got at least a yard. But it looks like he's not going to get in for the touchdown.
Inches.
Bring up a second and goal from about the 2-yard line, inside the 2-yard line. No score in the game. 1:23 remaining in the third quarter. Listen to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
And you could hear the crowd, the Blue Darter crowd on the other side of the field cheering.
Popka out of the huddle. Here's a snap to Birch. He gives it to somebody near, and they got near the goal line. It's another rugby scrum. Touchdown, Apopka.
Apopka draws first blood.
That was power football all the way. That was Deshaun Massey with a touchdown. Touchdown, Deshaun Massey.
And believe me, he earned it because they sure were blocking
the way. And Dr. Phillips put up a sturdy defense, but we got enough of a push to get Massey across the end zone.
Minute 3 seconds left in the quarter.
Popka takes a 6-0 lead. Now we shift into kick formation with Dimitri Birch at the holder position. Minier is the would-be kicker. There's a snap. It's down. He missed it. Did they block it, or was it just a squib kick? It never got over the crossbar.
I didn't even see it in the air.
So at the extra point kick is missed, and so with 1:03 remaining in their first quarter, Apopka draws first blood and takes a 6-0 lead over the Dr. Phillips Panthers. And we'll take a quick 30-second break before we come back for Apopka's kickoff to Dr. Phillips. To Apopka Blue Garter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're coming to you live from Bill Spoon Stadium on the campus of Dr. Phillips High School, where our Blue Garters have just taken a 6-0 lead with 1:03 remaining in the first quarter. And here's our kickoff to Dr. Phillips. It's a high kick taken at about the 10-yard line by Dr. Phillips, and they've got running room, and they've eluded tacklers, and then a nice hit for our Blue Garter drops the running back right about the 26-yard line. And, Joe, it looked like he had some good running room there, but a Blue Garter showed up just in time and delivered a big hit and flattened him.
And that's what we like to see happen, Roger.
And that was number 23, Steve Billings Larson, on the hit for Apopka. Nice special teams tackle. That'll bring up 1st and 10 for Dr. Phillips from right around their own 26-yard line. Out of the spread formation, quarterback is Washington. Washington keeps the ball on a read option play. He's nailed that. I didn't see the number, but I bet you that's David Brizius. He got splattered after a gain of about 6 or 7 yards. Actually, Cam Williams was in on that tackle.
And Britzius was involved.
Got good yardage, got about 7 or 8. Second and short for Dr. Phillips. There's a snap to Washington. He gives it to his tailback, and he gets nowhere.
As a matter of fact, he's going to take a loss on that, Roger. He had 5 Blue Darters on him.
And one of them was Cam Williams again, number 27. And speaking of number 27, Cam Williams, he had an excellent game last week at DeLand as well. Got 3rd and about 1 now for Dr. Phillips out of the spread.
And end of the quarter.
The last play of the first quarter. So with 1 quarter of play under our belts, Apopka leads 6-0. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll come back for the second quarter of Apopka Blue Garter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Garter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Dr. Phillips has the football, 3rd and 1 from their own 35-yard line. Washington is the quarterback, and he's calling signals right now. There's a snap to Washington. He runs it right up the middle. He hits a solid wall. He got hit by a second wave. He's going to be close. We'll have to see how they mark it. But hard-nosed defense on that one by the Blue Garters, Joe.
It didn't look like he made it, but they're going to give it to him anyway.
First down. That was a football play. That was straight ahead by both sides, and Dr. Phillips does get the first down. That'll bring up a 1st and 10 from their own 37-yard line. The quarterback who's been all the way this far is Washington. Marvin Washington is just throw out to number 2, Bagnar, and little pass into the left flat, picks up several yardage.
Chased out of bounds by the Blue Darters. Rodre Hardwick on that, Roger. They're about 4 shy of the first down.
2nd and 4, Dr. Phillips. Marvin Washington, the quarterback, hands to the tailback. No, he keeps it, and he's crushed by David Brizius. In fact, his helmet came off. Great defense by Apopka and a hard-hitting, aggressive play by linebacker David Brizius.
You could hear it almost up here.
Actually, that'll be a loss on the play. That'll be third down and four for Dr. Phillips at their own 43-yard line. Marvin, actually,
looking to the sideline for signals.
Hogan is in at quarterback now. Amari Hogan calls the signals out of the spread. He's going to run it. He goes right up the middle. He's got the first down. He's still going. Missed a tackle. Finally brought down from behind. But not until a nice gain by Hogan for the Dr. Phillips Panthers.
Demetri King stopping him from behind. Had Demetri King not got in there, that would have been a touchdown.
And we talked about before the game that they play two quarterbacks, and Amari Hogan is a very versatile player. He just passed out into the flat. It's complete. And this player gained several yards after the catch. That was Jaquarius Barnier, and he's the leading all-purpose yardage man for Dr. Phillips and their leading receiver.
It's always nice to have a utility player, Arf. They can play any position.
Yeah, they're very versatile. Snap to the quarterback.
Right.
He's
up the middle.
Right up the middle. He's got daylight. He's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. Dr. Phillips. And that was number five, Amari Hogan, who comes in to play quarterback, takes a direct snap. That kind of looked like our offense.
Yes, it did.
Took a direct snap out of the shotgun.
And right up the middle.
Literally right behind the center. Got great blocking. Nobody touched him. Touchdown, Dr. Phillips.
36-yard touchdown by number 5,
Amari Hogan. Little celebrating in the end zone by Dr. Phillips' team.
Tie ball game, 6-6. Phillips in kick formation. There's a snap. Kick is up. It's blocked. Kick is no good. So with 10 minutes remaining in the first half, we have a 6-6 ball game. Both teams have scored touchdowns. Both teams missed their extra point. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll come back for the Dr. Phillips kickoff to Apopka. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Coming to you live from Dr. Phillips High School, where we have a tie ball game, and here comes the kickoff from Dr. Phillips to Apopka. It's a low line drive kick picked up at the 15 by Demetri Birch, and he's eludes a tackle, and he's dropped for a loss of yardage after he picked it up. So we're going to start off inside our own 20-yard line.
It's probably the worst field position that we started off in quite a while.
And that was just good kick coverage by the Dr. Phillips Panthers. And, Joe, that's once again we talked about in the pregame. We're playing a tougher team. This is a Dr. Phillips Panthers are an elite program in Florida, in the country, and this is a higher caliber of opponent than we've seen thus far this year, and we're certainly witnessing that thus far.
And this is where you find out where your weaknesses are so you can go back and fix.
Tie ball game 6-6. A pop out of the single wing from somewhere around our own 15-yard line. Massey comes out of that scrum with the football, and he's going to gain 3 or 4 yards. Joe, I don't know how to describe that play other than it looked like a Chinese fire drill.
Yeah.
Players running in the backfield, running all different directions.
That was pretty ugly.
Well, I think it was by design.
Okay.
But Massey came out of it and picked up a gain of about 6 yards out of the single wing. Hand off to Siriki. He's going around the left end, and he's drugged down from behind after a gain of maybe 1 or 2.
Well, then that was a beautiful play then.
That was Dylan Meeks on the tackle.
Gain of 1 yard.
That's going to bring up third and about a long 3 for Apopka. Line of scrimmage is just past the 20-yard line, about the 22-yard line, our own 22-yard line.
Sure, Coach D still making adjustments on the sideline.
Out of the single wing. Here's a snap to Birch. He's running around the right end. He's hit and dropped.
For about a yard, if that. But it's fourth down.
Looks like he's most likely going to be short of the first down. Once again, good defense by Dr. Phillips. And Dr. Phillips is playing. It is short of the first down. That'll bring up a fourth down for a Popkin, about two, a long two. And we're sending our punting unit onto the field. Number two.
Well, the Blue Daughters are not known for doing any
back for Phillips.
Any tricks.
There's a snap. There's a punt. End-over-end punt taken at the 44 by Phillips. And he breaks tackles, and he's got daylight. 40, 35, 30.
No one near
him. Nobody's
going
to stop him. 10, 5, touchdown. Dr. Phillips, they returned the punt.
Came back with another touchdown very quickly. There was no Blue Daughters near him once he broke loose.
That was number two, Jaquarius Barnier, who we talked about in the pregame. He's their leading receiver, also their leading all-purpose yardage man coming into the game, and we see why. Excellent punt return by Jaquarius Barnier for the Panthers.
In for a score.
You know, Joe, we had a couple of guys that had their hands on him. He just ran through about three or four tackles there right after he caught the ball. Dr. Phillips lines up for the point after. There's the kick. He got it off that time.
And it's good.
It's up and it's good. And that was number 39 for the Panthers, Sterling Stockwell, with the kick. And that makes the score with 7:48 remaining in the first half. Dr. Phillips takes the lead 13-6 over the Blue Darters. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back for the kickoff from the Panthers to the Blue Darters. You're listening to a Popka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Comes the kickoff by Sterling Stockwell. It's a line drive kick off the hands of a Blue Darter, Dimitri Birch. He's trying to reverse field. He's going from left to right. He hasn't been brought down yet. He's coming back to the right, and now he's dropped for a, once again, inside the 20-yard line, down around the 16 or 17, and once again, the Panthers kick coverage unit gets the best of our return unit.
They were swarming all over him.
And Dr. Phillips' kick return unit playing very fundamentally sound. It would be very easy with a talented runner like Dimitri Birch for them to get out of their lanes and to get sucked in and allow that big run, but they didn't do that. A very disciplined kick coverage by the Dr. Phillips Panthers, which once again is another mark of a good football team. Popka takes over first and 10 from about our own 18-yard line out of the single wing. Snap to Massey, goes right up the middle, and he's brought down by several Panthers after a very short gain. Dylan Meeks in on the tackle for the Panthers, number 44.
So far, it's been very tough sledding for Massey.
Tough yardage, definitely. Now, he got 20 yards on that very play earlier in the game. They plugged the hole that time, definitely. Got the ball right to the 20-yard line. Pop get our own 20, second and 8. Trailing 13-6. Siriki's got it around right in. He's still going. He breaks a tackle. He's still going and loses tackles. He cuts back.
He's got the first down.
He's got a first down. Adonijo Siriki.
Yeah, but he kind of earned every inch that he just got
there.
Once
again, Joe, unlike last week when really literally all he had to do was run down the field like a track sprinter, he had to elude tacklers, break tacklers, shake off tacklers, and he did for a nice first down run.
Dr. Phillips is not making this easy for the Blue Darters.
Which unfortunately is now going to come back because we got a penalty on that play. So a very nice, hard-fought run by Adonijo Siriki that would have given the Blue Darters a first down is nullified because of a penalty, and now we're back on our own 17-yard line, third and second and long. Popka out of the single wing. There's a snap to Birch. He rolls to his left. He's looking to throw. He throws across the grain. He's got a Caleb Hippensteel for a first down. Beautiful throw to the tight end.
Almost 20-yard gain on that.
Caleb Hippensteel with a big play and a big play in the passing game, and just a basic tight end release play, found his tight end about 20 yards down the field, 15 yards down the field, hit him with a strike, and it's a first down for a Popkin.
And Dimitri Burch's first complete pass tonight.
And Caleb Hippenstiel, a great play by him, and he's, of course, a young man who, since spring football, has emerged. He got a great award at the end of spring football and is emerging as one of the leaders of this year's team. Makes a big play in the passing game. We have a timeout on the field, Apopka trailing 13-6. Let's take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be right back from Bill Spoon Stadium at Dr. Phillips High School on Apopka Blue Garter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Garter football. After that first down, Apopka's got the ball near the 40-yard line. Here's a pitch out to Siriki going around left end. He's got some more yardage. He breaks some tackles, and he's going to go down after a gain of about six. Once again, a productive run by Adonai Siriki, but also a tough run.
He gained about 5 yards out of that, Roger, and that's definitely what we need to keep that ball moving.
And once again, as we discussed before the game, Dr. Phillips is known for their defense. One of the hallmarks of their program consistently over the years is a good, solid defense, and we're seeing that tonight. Apopka trailing 13-6. Ball at about the 44-yard line of Apopka. Out of the shotgun, kind of a hybrid formation. Burch takes it around left guard. He's still going, and he's dropped by a Panther. Gain of two or three, maybe. Actually,
yeah,
got five
move
on that carry.
Move the chains.
Tackled by a couple of Panthers, including Bryce Ingram, number 40. Got the ball up to the 49-yard line and got a first down. Tough, hard-nosed running by Dimitri Burch. You know, Joe, that's a play that oftentimes sees a huge hole. There was no hole there at all. That was just our line pushing Dr. Phillips back a little bit and then them pushing back as well. Snap to Burch. Give to Massey over right tackle. He's got daylight. He's across the 40.
First down.
He's still going. Tackle by Meeks. Thrown down hard by Meeks, but not before he gets about 10 or 11 yards. It looks like he's going to have another first down.
Massey just bounced back up. It was nothing.
Got to the 38. And, Joe, that was a true mismatch in size. Massey at 5'1". Whatever he weighs, and Meeks is a big Division I style college linebacker. He looks like he's about 6'2", 6'3", 220. First down to Popka on the excellent run by Massey. Ball at the 38 of Dr. Phillips. Out of the spread formation. Burch calls the signals. Massey in motion. Burch takes it right behind left guard. He gets short yardage.
About
it's
two,
up to
3 yards.
Five.
Yeah, he got snagged from behind.
Got about three. Bring up third, second, and seven for Popkin. Like we expected, that defensive line of Dr. Phillips is a tough, sturdy defensive line. In fact, Coach Darlington talked about that in our pregame show. Popka out of the huddle, out of the spread. Burch calls the signals. Burch back to throw. Got time. Now he's being rushed. He eludes the tackle. He's going to run it now to the 25 to 30. The 30, 25 to 20, 15, 10. He's down the sideline.
He's pushed out
at a sideline at the 7-yard line. And there's a flag at the end of the play. We'll see what the penalty is called. But it came right after Burch was pushed out of bounds over on the right sideline after his run of about 25 to 30 yards, his scramble.
That was an excellent scramble and run.
And you know what, Joe? I think that's what Dimitri Burch does best. I think he's at his best when he's improvising and when the pass play breaks down, actually.
Oh,
call is
Popka.
Going against a Popka. It's a block in the back.
And
so once again, a nice gain by the Blue Darters is marred by a penalty. But, however,
still good field.
The block came way downfield, so we still going to have most of that nice run, that nice scramble by Demetri Birch is going to remain intact. Popka moves the ball down to the 18-yard line of Dr. Phillips, even with the penalty, and a first and 10 from the 18. Out of the single wing, snap to Birch, going over left guard. Once again,
nothing.
It's very tough sledding.
He hit a wall. He hit a wall of blue.
Hit a wall, which included number 42,
Panthers.
Amos Lewis, 5 foot 10-inch, 190-pound linebacker. Apopka. Want to give a big shout out to Dr. Patrick St. Germain, who just gave us a text. Guys, sounding good. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Doc.
Good hearing from you, Doc.
Second and 8, Apopka from near the 15-yard line of Dr. Phillips. Massey gives to Siriki. He tries to get around left end, and he's stopped. And that was just, I got to say it, Joe, that was a beautiful play at the defensive end position.
It sure was.
By number 29, Nigel Alexander.
He just tied Siriki up.
It was fundamentally sound. That should be a textbook. That would be textbook defensive end play right there. And I don't need to say it, that was a play we averaged about 50 to 60 yards on
normally
last week at DeLand. So we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick 30-second break with a Popka knocking on the door at the 20-yard line, but trailing 13-6 at Dr. Phillips. You're listening to a Popka Blue Garter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, presented by Dr. Patrick St. Germain and Burn Fat Orlando. Welcome back to Popka Blue Garter football. There's the snap to Burt. He's back to throw. It's a screen. He overthrew Daquan Wilson. Incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth and about 12. Ball at the 20-yard line of Dr. Phillips. Now, Joe, we'll see what Coach wants to do. Will he go for a field goal here, or will we go to try to convert this fourth and 12? Hate to come away from the 20-yard line with no points.
Yeah, when you're down this close, you have to close the deal.
Looks like he's sending in the kick team. Logan Minier, the kicker, is on the field.
He's only missed one kick tonight.
It looked like he was lining up at wide receiver there. Now he's come back to the kicking position. Be a 37-yard attempt. Demetri Birch is the holder. There's the snap. It's down. He's kicked it.
It's good.
No good. The kick by Logan Minier is no good. So with 2:01 remaining in the first half, Popka will still trail Dr. Phillips by a score of 13-6.
It looked like it went through the uprights, though it was low.
Yeah, it was kind of a line drive kick. Kind of looked good from here. I'm not second guessing the officials. It just looked like I thought that was going to be there, but maybe it wasn't.
Well, they obviously have the better angle.
Yeah, they're standing right there, so I'm sure they called it right. But it kind of got my hopes up. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It looked at one point like it might be good. But anyway, have to keep fighting. Dr. Phillips from their own 20, first and 10. Hogan with the ball. He's going to have about 4 or 5 yards right up the middle.
That was a nice short little quick run.
And that's Amari Hogan. In fact, he's a Demetri Birch style of player. And, you know, we talked about the versatility of the Dr. Phillips players and the kind of talent they have. And Amari Hogan is a perfect example of that. He's actually a running back slash wide receiver who played a lot at quarterback last week, had a big game, and he's back in there now at quarterback. There's a snap to Hogan. He fires out to the right, flat, and he's complete. But the receiver is dropped immediately, and that looks like Laquan Hicks in the coverage.
And we were under minute 30 left in the half.
1:14 remaining in the first half. Apopka trailing 13-6. Once again, excellent pass coverage and defense by Apopka. That'll bring up a third and 10 for Dr. Phillips. Hogan calls the signals for the Panthers. He's got 5 wide receivers, no backs in the backfield. 3 wides to the left, 2 to the right. There's a snap to Hogan. He's going to run it right up the middle, and he's still going. He's got good blocking. He's got daylight in front of him. He's up to the 50, the 40. He's being chased by 2 Blue Darters. Finally, he's tackled inside the 30-yard line. A huge run by the quarterback for Dr. Phillips, number 5, Amari Hogan.
That was a great run, but the Blue Darters did
and that looked like
track
came,
them down.
It looked like it came right out of the Blue Darter playbook, actually, except they ran it out of the spread formation. They had five wide receivers. They got a spread out. He got good blocking at the point of attack and made a huge run and flipped field position. Now the other quarterback's in there, Washington, Marvin Washington at quarterback. There's a snap to Marvin Washington. He's going to throw it now. He throws across the middle deep. It's a touchdown for Dr. Phillips. He's complete to number two, Jaquarius Bardnier, the man who scored the earlier touchdown.
That's going to make it 19-6.
So that's a quick strike drive. Here we had Dr. Phillips on the ropes, down on their own 20-yard line. And their dual quarterbacks really have gashed us. Number five, Amari Hogan, with about a 60-yard run. And then the other quarterback comes in, Marcus Washington, and fires a strike to Jaquarius Bardnier for a touchdown. There's the extra point kick, and it's good. So with 33 seconds remaining in half, Dr. Phillips has struck for another touchdown, and they lead 20-6 over the Blue Darters. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll come back for the kickoff from Dr. Phillips to Apopka. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, presented by Florida Door Solutions. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, and of course, 1520WBZW.com. We're coming to you live from Bill Spoon Stadium at Dr. Phillips High School over here in Orlando, right off of Kirkman Road. And our Blue Darters are trailing the Panthers 20-6 after another quick strike touchdown by the Panthers have put them ahead by 14 points. 33 seconds remaining in the first half. And Joe, we're getting a little bit of our own medicine. Yeah, we're usually the quick strike team.
Yes.
We're the team scoring all the bushels of points in short order and short fashion. And they've struck twice very quickly.
And there's the kick.
There's the kick. Taken by the Blue Darters at about the 5-yard line, but his knee hit as soon as he caught the ball. That was Adonai Siriki. And his knee went down at the 10-yard line. So once again, for at least the third time in a row, Apopka starts out in a drive out inside our own 20-yard line.
The cleat is on the other foot tonight.
Also want to give a big shout out to our friend, the Apopka Critic, who's listening. Apopka Critic says you're sounding good. He also says he's got, Apopka Critic says, I've got my popcorn and Coke. Go Blue.
He's eating healthy. That's good.
Here's a snap to Massey. He's going right up the middle. He's still going, breaking tackles, and he's dropped after a game of about four.
And the clock continues to tick away this first half.
There were 15 seconds remaining in the half. Let's see if Coach elects to run another play or whether we'll just down it. Popka from deep inside our own territory, down around our 19-yard line. Here's a snap. Burch is going to run it around the right end. He's got good blocking. He's got a wall in front of him. He's across the 20 to the 25. He's dropped hard, and we have a flag on the play, and I would be surprised if that's not a late hit. With time literally expired in the first half, but it looks like we might get one more play, and that was number 29, Alexander, on the hit of Dimitri Burch.
See how they call it. Got a confab going.
Popka trailing 20-6. 2 second quarter, quick strike touchdowns by the Panthers, one of which was a punt return by number two, Jaquarius Bardnier. And then the other was a pass from quarterback Marvin Washington to Jaquarius Bardnier.
Okay, now we'll get the rolling.
Personal foul against the Panthers.
That late hit.
But no extra play for Apopka. That will be the last play of the first half from Bill Spoon Stadium on the campus of Dr. Phillips High School, where our Blue Darters trail at halftime 20-6. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with John Perry for the Blue Darter Halftime Report presented by Porky's Original Barbecue. We'll be right back. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darters football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro, coming to you live from Dr. Phillips High School, where our Blue Darters are trailing the Dr. Phillips Panthers 20-6 at halftime. The teams are back on the field, and we'll be resuming play here in just a few minutes. But, Joe, you know, I feel kind of an optimist. I still am optimistic about the second half, actually. I would not be shocked at all if we came back and end up pulling a victory out here. But we do need to say we're up against some tough sledding here with these Dr. Phillips Panthers, like we pretty much fully expected to be.
Exactly. Well, you made a good point during the halftime report that there's nobody better at making adjustments in the game than Rick Darlington and his staff of coaches.
And that's what I fully expect to see here in the second half. And as I said before, I wouldn't be shocked if we burned them with a few passes here before it's all over, you know, especially a deep ball or two.
And John Perry made a very good point that, you know, mistakes will cost you. Missed field goals will cost you a game. We can't afford them. We can't afford penalties, especially penalties that are unnecessary.
And that's a big part of the story of this game right now. The score is 20-6. It's a two-touchdown game. Well, we had the ball deep inside their territory. One time we could have had it at the 8-yard line.
That's correct.
Another time we had it inside the 20, and both of those drives were destroyed by stupid penalties. So that's the difference in the game right now. It's been essentially an even game, and even maybe even a little bit more less than even with us, because they've had some big plays they've hurt us with. But it could be very well be a 20-20 game, or even a 21-20 game if we hadn't hurt ourselves with two huge penalties.
Exactly. And we're going to see what Blue Darters will do in the second half.
But frankly, I'm expecting a renewed Blue Darter team. I expect us to come out and move the ball, and we'll see what the second half has in store. And speaking of Coach Darlington and adjustments at halftime, we had another text message from the Apopka Critic. And the Apopka Critic says, I would hate to be with Coach D in that locker room at halftime right now. And I kind of have to agree with the Apopka Critic.
Oh, I'm sure he's giving them a what for art thou. No doubt. And they're back on the field.
But I'm sure he's also giving them some very, very specific instruction and some very wise coaching in terms of tactics and strategy as well, and adjustments to this Dr. Phillips team. Also, while we're waiting here for the second half kickoff, I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to our friends over at GT Foliage in Apopka, who have really helped us out at the radio station.
Sure have.
With some of their beautiful plants, and they were a big part of an event that we had yesterday at our sister station, WTLN FM and AM, which you helped. You know, we were responsible for coordinating, leading the coordination, the annual Pastor's Brunch event.
Our ninth annual Pastor's Appreciation Brunch that we have every year, absolutely free to Central Florida pastors, active and retired. We just want to show them we appreciate them, we love them, by giving them, you know, a brunch. We had Bob Lapine, who's one of our national show hosts on 950 WTLN.
And Life Today, and what a phenomenal message
it was.
Had.
A great
message. I
wish
I could share that message with every single person listening right now.
You know, yes, it's definitely something that's needed to be said.
Maybe we can get that up on my hometown Florida website, possibly. And congratulations to you, Joe, for orchestrating that huge, huge event. And success that it had.
And G&T Foliage, the plants are absolutely beautiful. The stage looked great thanks to them. And incredible, beautiful plants.
I want to give a big thank you to our friend Dave over at G&T Foliage. And, of course, the Gilliard family, a great group of Apopka Blue Darters. Well, Joe, friends, getting ready to tee it up. Yes, and Joe, here's your answer to your question. That 15-yard personal foul penalty was assessed on the kickoff. We'll be kicking from the 45 of Dr. Phillips, and there's the kick by Minier. It's a high, long kick, and it goes through the back of the end zone.
That'll bring him out to the 20.
bring it out to the 20. Dr. Phillips will start the second half, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, leading our Blue Darters 20-6.
Surprising he didn't do a little squib kick and make them chase it down.
Yeah, maybe Coach G just wanted to go ahead and start them off with some bad field position here. But then we'll see how it goes. They'll start off from their own 20, and it's been a game of big plays for the Panthers. And we talked about before the game that they had a lot of talent, a lot of versatile talent, and we saw evidence of that in the first half, including number 5, Amari Hogan, who's a running back, a wide receiver, and a quarterback, and he's back in there now. And he throws out to his left, and he one-hops it to his receiver, Bagnier, and it's going to be incomplete on the first play of the second half.
He had a Blue Darter all over him, number 24.
And, Joe, thus far in the first half, we defensed that little bubble screen.
Darian Polk.
Short pass out there very well. In fact, they completed it twice in the first half for negative yardage. Once again, Hogan is in at quarterback for Dr. Phillips. They got 5 wides. In fact, this was where he ran the ball and hurt us with a 60-yard run in the first half. He's going to try that same play again, and he's stuffed by David Brizius and slammed to the turf by David Brizius with help from Omar.
Rodre Hardwick helped in on that too.
Also, Omar Davis. So, going to have a loss on the play. Back to the 16-yard line. Third down and 14 yards for Dr. Phillips. Now Washington is in at quarterback for Dr. Phillips. As we talked about before the game, they have utilized 2 quarterbacks. Both of them have hurt us in the first half. Washington calls the signals. There's a snap to Washington. Low snap. He's going to throw it across the middle, and it's incomplete. Once again, great defense by a Hopkins Blue Darter.
And I was just about to give him a compliment, saying he's a very good quarterback. Well, he is.
Well, that ball could have been caught, hit the receiver's hands. It was low, but number 10 for the Blue Darters, Dimitri King, was right there to administer a good hit and break that up. Once again, good pass defense by Apopka, which has been one of the big stories of the season this year. Dr. Phillips in punt formation, punter standing at his own 2-yard line. There's a snap. There's the punt. Kind of a short punt taken at the 42.
Wrong direction. There you go.
And gets it back to the 40-yard line, and that was number 4, Kavian Holmes.
When I said wrong direction, he started running.
No, he ran backwards.
Backwards, and then turned around.
He ran about 10 or 12 yards backwards.
And then
fortunately, he was able to get those 10 or 12 yards back. So Apopka starts out with great field position, which once again was the product of that late hit on the last play of the first half. Apopka, first and 10 from the Dr. Phillips 40-yard line.
They have 14 unanswered points they have to get back.
Out of the single wing, Apopka shifts, strong right. Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch. He's going over right end. He's got some yardage. He's got about 6 or 7.
Yeah, he had some nice blocking there. He was able to help him get those 5 yards.
One of the basic plays out of the single wing. We've seen it many times thus far this year. Dimitri Birch just takes a direct snap and runs right behind his right or left tackle. In that case, it was right tackle. Got 5 yards. Take 5 yards every time. First and 5, Apopka from the Dr. Phillips 35-yard line. Apopka in a little bit different formation this time. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to throw it down the left sideline. The receiver dives for it. We'll see how they call it. They're going to call it complete.
Nice.
That was David Douglas with his first reception of the season. Beautiful diving catch.
Diving, did a nice little drop and roll. Held on to the ball. Nice focus and concentration. Protected that ball from falling out of his hands.
That's the kind of play that wins games. Right there. Not a routine catch by any stretch of the imagination. A difficult catch. Gets the ball inside the 20 to about that 17-yard line of Dr. Phillips. First and 10. Out of the single wing, Birch is going to break a tackle and get stuffed in the backfield.
He barely
nine.
He barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
Somebody missed an assignment. Number nine came pouring through the line of scrimmage, tackled, hit him almost as he caught the snap. That was Nick Smith, a 6'3", 205-pound defensive end for Dr. Phillips. Blew that play up in our own backfield.
That's a big kid.
And they've got more than one of them over
yes,
there.
Yes, they do.
Bring up a second and 12. Out of the single wing, strong right. Snap to Massey, right up the middle. Does his traditional grinding right up the middle.
He got a couple of yards out of that, Roger.
Get maybe 4 to 5. Gets it, they're going to call it about 3. Gets it back inside the 20. Third and 9 from the Dr. Phillips 16-yard line.
And we got a timeout on the field.
With a timeout, we'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Apopka at the 16-yard line of Dr. Phillips, third and 12. Burch has the ball. He's back to throw. He's going to scramble, and he's going to be dropped by Dr. Phillips. Might even be a loss on the play.
Yeah, he lost about a yard on that, Roger. It's going to be fourth and long.
Once again, Apopka looking to throw the ball. Once again, good coverage by Dr. Phillips. And, you know, Joe, I was expecting kind of Dr. Phillips, I mean, you know, Coach D to do some passing and maybe fool Dr. Phillips. They haven't been fooled by anything thus far.
No.
They've been playing good, solid defense all the way across the board. It's going to be fourth down and long for Apopka.
And I'm going to go for it.
About 11 or 12 yards. We're line of scrimmage is somewhere about our own 17-yard line. I mean, their 17-yard line. Burch is looking to roll. So he's looking to throw. He throws. It's complete to Massey at the 10. And he's driven out of bounds around the 11-yard line. It's not going to be enough for the first down.
But they take over on downs very deep in their own side.
Beautiful play, and once again, a nice defensive play by Dr. Phillips. It was a nice pass and by Burch. It was a nice catch by Massey. And in most cases, he would have been able to get
the yards
after the catch and at least get the first down. But Dr. Phillips had a player right there to hit him as soon as he caught the ball. So the ball will go over on downs. Dr. Phillips takes over first and 10 from their own 11-yard line, leading Apopka 20-6. 7:19 remaining in the first, in the third quarter.
You know, it's something John Perry said during the halftime report, not being able to capitalize when you're down in the red zone.
Yep, third time for us. Hogan at quarterback on the read option. He's carrying it, and he's stuffed that time. Great defense by the entire Blue Darter line and by the linebackers as well.
You might have gotten a couple out of that.
As we talked about before the game, Dr. Phillips going with a two-quarterback system. They've alternated between Marvin Washington, who's more of the passing quarterback, and Amari Hogan, who's the running quarterback, and Hogan's in there right now. Five wide receivers, no backs in the backfield other than Hogan, who traditionally is actually a running back. There's a snap to Hogan, low snap. He looks to throw. He throws out to the right, incomplete. Short hopped it. And once again, great coverage. That was Kavian Holmes.
Was all over
with
him.
The coverage.
He was Blue Darter right there.
Number four for the Blue Darters, Kavian Holmes. Makes a great play, excellent play on defense.
You know, Hogan, he was feeling the pressure of the Blue Darters coming at him.
You could see it. Talking about happy feet. Yep. Now Washington's back in at quarterback for Dr. Phillips. They've got three wides to the left, one to the right, and a back in the backfield. You can always tell Washington's in there. He has his signature arm moves that he does.
Kind of looks spastic in a way. It works for him.
Look like a conductor. He throws the ball out to the right, flat. It's dropped by the receiver. Incomplete. Good coverage once again by Kavian Holmes. Bring up a fourth down for Dr. Phillips. Once again, excellent defense by Apopka.
And he threw that ball just a little bit behind his receiver.
Would have been a tough catch. He should have had it.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons he didn't have it was Kavian Holmes was right there breathing down his neck.
Because you know you could feel his presence.
You probably feel his breath on the back of his neck. Dr. Phillips punting. Their punter's at the goal line. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's a high short kick. Kavian Holmes takes it at the 45, and he's smothered by four Panthers at the 42.
Nice place to start, though, for the Blue Darters, Roger.
Yes, once again, good field position. Let's need to start taking advantage of this good field position. We've wasted three opportunities inside the 20 thus far, came away with no points. Deshaun Powers was one of the players on the kick coverage for.
And we got a timeout on the field. So we're going to take a break real quick. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Talk to Blue Darter Football on the road at Dr. Phillips High School. Coming to you live from our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're trailing Dr. Phillips 20-6. Popka's got the ball, first and 10 from the Dr. Phillips 40. We've got good field position. Snap to Birch. He throws out to the left. Incomplete.
He had a Panther right there with him.
Looked like it was David Douglas. Yeah, he threw a good, crisp ball, but he threw it a little bit behind him. Ideally, he could have caught it, but he didn't. So, so bring up a second 10 for a Popka. Popka once again enjoying good field position to start a drive. We're at the 41 of Dr. Phillips. 6:15 remaining in the third quarter. Out of the hybrid formation now. Snap to Birch. Gives to Shariki around left tackle. He's got some good running room. He's across the 25, the 20. He's at the 10. He's at the 6-yard line. Adonayo Shariki with another big run for the Popka Blue Darters.
That was an excellent run.
That was one of the plays that he had great success with last week at DeLand.
No flags on the play, so it will stand.
Good blocking at the point of attack, and then he took it from there. Adonayo Shariki having another big night tonight on the heels of his 4-touchdown performance last week, where he got 224 yards on just 7 carries at DeLand. Yardage a lot tougher to come by tonight at Dr. Phillips for all running backs. A pop got out of the spread formation. Douglas, wide left. Birch going to take it over right guard. He pitches it to Massey. The ball's on the ground. Still on the ground. Still on the ground. We'll see how they call it. And in a Popka Blue Darter saves the day, that was Paul Fitzgerald blocking back who fell on the ball.
And that, see what that flag's about.
That was a bizarre-looking play, to say the least. Basically what happened was Dimitri Birch took the ball. He ran a run all the way off of right guard, which is one of our signature plays. He had a hole. He got some yardage, got inside the 5.
Against the Blue Darters.
And what happened was he threw the ball to Massey, but it was after he had crossed the line of scrimmage.
Ah.
It looked kind of like to me it was a lateral, but anyway, they're calling a forward pass. And
an illegal forward pass.
But I would say just thank goodness it wasn't a fumble. Because at one point it looked like a fumble, and it also looked like Dr. Phillips had fallen on the ball. So we essentially, even though we pick up a flag, we dodge a bullet on that one. It's second down at the 10-yard line of Dr. Phillips, second and goal. Popka out of the spread. Snap to Birch. Give to Shariki around left end. He's got a good hole. He got great blocking.
Touchdown.
He's got a touchdown. Touchdown to Popka. Touchdown Adonayo Shariki.
A much needed touchdown.
And that'll make the score 20-12. And Joe, one thing I've already learned from Adonayo Shariki is that if you get him blocking, he's going to get yardage.
Yes. He's very fast.
Big yardage. And he got great blocking at the point of attack. Good call by Coach D and results in a touchdown, well blocked, and then Shariki took it from there. 10-yard touchdown for the Blue Darters. Logan Minier on to attempt the kick. Birch is the holder. Snap to Birch. Kick is up, and it's good. 5:13 remaining in the third quarter. Apopka closes the gap. Dr. Phillips 20, Apopka 13. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Water Football presented by Florida Door Solutions on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Water Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Want to say a special hello to all the Blue Darters listening across Florida, around the USA, and around the globe at 1520WBZW.com.
Okay, hey.
We're in a dogfight over here at Dr. Phillips. We just scored on a nice, crisp 10-yard run by Adonayo Sariki. Great blocking from the left side of the line. It's 20-13. There's the kickoff by Logan Minier. It's a squib kick.
Went out.
Goes out of bounds, which will draw the illegal procedure penalty flag, and Dr. Phillips will start off first and 10 from their own 35. But, boy, that was a much-needed finishing of a drive, Joe.
It definitely is what's needed. Every time they get down in the red zone, they've got to capitalize. They cannot afford not to. What I would love to be able to see right now is a forced turnover. The Blue Darters get the ball back and capitalize on that.
It's too bad that kick went out of bounds, because we here in the second half, we definitely been winning the battle of field position. And once again, as he is with so many other great things, Coach Darlington is a master of orchestrating field position during a game. I still think of the game where he quick kicked about three or four times against Lake Brantley, against a much more talented Lake Brantley team back in 07 to beat them on their home field. But anyway, we had great field position, but you know, now it's not so great after that. After kicking out of bounds, Dr. Phillips will start off first and 10 from their own 35. Washington at quarterback. Fumble. He gave to the tailback. He put it on the ground. We're going to see how they call it.
Alvin Bryant
was
recovered the fumble.
And he looks like he returned his own cover. Fumble, that'll be a loss of one.
I would have loved that to have been recovered by the Blue Darters.
Yeah, in fact, off the air, Joe just said we need to get a turnover and score after it.
Yes, that's what's needed.
Second and 11 for Dr. Phillips. Washington in at quarterback. Marvin Washington. Snap to Washington, throws out to the right, and it's dropped. Nice throw, nice crisp throw, but Cam Williams, number 27, had the coverage, and the receiver dropped it.
Jarrell Tinsley right there on top of him.
That was Jacarius Bagnier, intended receiver. He's already gotten two touchdowns tonight, one on a pass reception and one on a punt return. Dr. Phillips leading 20-13. We're down to 4:30 remaining in the third quarter. Washington at quarterback for the Panthers with his dramatic, flamboyant arm move.
And there's a flag on the field.
Flag. False start, Dr. Phillips.
Coming to you live from
false start,
Bill's
Dr. Phillips
Stadium. Want to say a big hello to Alicia Delgallo from the Orlando Sentinel. She's here covering the game for the Sentinel tonight.
Hey, Alicia.
Always look forward to reading her coverage of high school sports in the Orlando Sentinel. It's going to be third and about 16 for Dr. Phillips. Ball's at the Dr. Phillips 29-yard line. Washington at quarterback. Snap to Washington. He looks to throw, and it's intercepted by Apopka. Intercepted and returned to the 15-yard line. And once again, Joe Ferraro dials up a turnover.
He got nailed by a Blue Darter, threw the ball instead of holding on to it, and it went right into the Blue Darter's hands.
And one of the guys back there was number 50. And it looked like there were multiple Blue Darters on the pass rush, but one of them was definitely number 50, Omar Davis.
Omar Davis having a great night tonight.
And once again, one of the signature events of this season has been a solid pass rush by the Blue Darters. Haven't seen a lot of it tonight, but it showed up. Up on time right then.
Now they have to capitalize.
It resulted in an interception. I think that was Laquan Hicks who intercepted. We'll find that out. Sariki around left end. He's still going. He's carrying Panthers at this point.
I think he got another first down.
Adonayo Sariki, and once again, that signature sweep around the left end. Got good blocking. Got about 10 more yards.
First and goal.
Down. First and goal.
They're at the 6-yard line.
Adonayo Sariki sweeping around the left end. After the interception by the Blue Darters, which was a product of just phenomenal pass rush. Number 14 for the Blue Darters, Noah Johnson, getting a lot of playing time tonight. He's in there right now. Popka out of the spread formation. Birch calls the signals. Snap to Birch. He's going to try to run it, and he's going to be swarmed and put down hard.
He lost about a yard.
By number 26 and number 77. He got crunched.
He lost 2 yards. He went from the 6-yard line back to the 8.
One Christian Williams, number 77, 5'11", 250, was on that tackle, along with number 26, James Green, for Dr. Phillips. We knew coming in they had a good defense. We knew coming in their defensive line was strong. Ball's at the 9-yard line. Second downs. Popka knocking on the door. Out of the hybrid formation. Burch is going to take it around left end. Got a good block from Fitzgerald. He's down close to the goal line. He went out of bounds near the pylon.
It almost looked like he was in.
No signal yet.
They're marking at the 1-yard line.
They're going to mark it at the 1. Third and goal from the 1. Nice blocking over on the left side of the line. Sweep left. Picked up a nice block by the blocking back, Paul Fitzgerald. Third and 1. Third and goal from the 1 for the Blue Darters out of the single wing now. There's the snap to Birch. Give to Massey around left guard. There's a scrum. It looks like a rugby scrum. He's close to the goal line. Bodies unpiling. And
inches.
Didn't make it.
And you know, it's fourth and goal. You know the Blue Darters are going to have to go for this.
We're inside the 1. In fact, we're about it looks about 2 inches away from the goal line. Fourth and goal from inside the 6-inch line, literally. There's a snap to Birch. He's got a touchdown. Touchdown to Popka. Touchdown to Dimitri Birch. Went over right guard. The line got him a nice hole, and Dimitri Birch took advantage of it. Makes the score Dr. Phillips 20, Popka 19, with our extra point unit coming onto the field.
That's exactly what the Blue Darters needed to do.
Got to give a shout-out to Joe Ferraro.
Force the turnover, get the ball, go down the field and score. And that's exactly what they did.
He said off the air before we came on, Popka needs to get a turnover and score after it, and that's exactly what happened. Minier on the field for Popka. Birch in holding position. There's a snap. Kick is up.
And it's good.
It's good.
We got a tie game.
1 minute 50 remaining in the third quarter. It's a tie ball game. Dr. Phillips 20, Popka 20. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Popka Blue Darter Football presented by Dr. Patrick St. Germain and Burn Fat Orlando on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Popka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. There's a kick by Minier. It's a long one, taken at the 5 by Dr. Phillips. The return man's up to the 20, and he's dropped at the 25-yard line.
Three Blue Darters in on that stop.
Including Kavian Holmes.
Rodre Hardwick in on there. Nice.
So Popka has scored 2 unanswered touchdowns, have gotten back into the game. In fact, have tied the game up 20-20 at Dr. Phillips. 1:43 remaining in the third quarter.
Defense needs to hold them
and
force them to punt.
Friends and Blue Darters, we love hearing from you. We've already heard from Dr. Patrick St. Germain. We've heard from the Popka critic. We want to hear from you. Give us a shout out or a text or send us a Facebook message. Dr. Phillips, Hogan on the carry. He gets about 5 or 6 yards. Hogan having a big night for the Panthers. He had another big night last week. Got 196 yards rushing against West Orange last week.
He broke a few tackles and scrambled a little bit to get that 6 yards.
Hogan, five wideouts. Hogan drops the snap. Apopka got a good rush on it. Their bodies piled up, white shirts and navy shirts.
And
it looks like Dr. Phillips recovered it. But, you know, Joe, Hogan, you know, up until – he's not really, quote, technically the starting quarterback, and whereas he's a great runner and has made huge plays out of the quarterback position tonight,
right,
still some of the finer points of the game he still looks a little rusty on, such as sometimes the snap counts. But Hogan's in there, and
– they got cue cards. That's interesting.
Once again, five wideouts in the spread formation. Dr. Phillips takes a timeout, so let's take a quick timeout. You're listening to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back, Blue Daughters, to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro.
Okay, hey. We've
got a heck of a game here tonight. It's 20-20, all tied up. It's an exciting game. It's been a game of ebb and flow. We trailed at one point 20-6, actually at halftime 20-6. Put up two touchdowns in the third quarter, so we got it tied up 20-20. Dr. Phillips has the ball now. Third and 12 from their own 23-yard line. Washington back in at quarterback, and he's more the passing quarterback for Dr. Phillips. Out of the spread formation, three wideouts, a running back, and a tight end. Snap to Washington. He backs up to throw. He fires it to number two. It's dropped. Incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth and 12 for Dr. Phillips.
Well, you know they're going to put their punting team on the field.
And that was their good wide receiver that dropped that one. There's no other way to call it. Just a straight drop, and we'll take it. You got a shout-out, Joe. keep Joe predicting good stuff. Good job, guys. That's from Greg Phillips of Apopka Little League. Panthers in punt formation. Punters at his own 10-yard line. There's the kick. Short kick. Going to hit at the 44. Bounces up to the 49, back to the 47, where it's down by a Panther.
Took a little Blue Darter bounce backwards instead of going forward. Not bad field position for the Blue Darters.
Apopka will start off once again with excellent field position with 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Now,
got another text message from former Blue Darter quarterback Chris Bateman. Chris Bateman says, looks like Coach D got the ears of our Blue Darters at halftime.
Yeah, he does.
And it says, as you guys said, Coach D is great at making adjustments.
He's without a doubt one of the best.
First and 10, Apopka from the 47 of Dr. Phillips. Massey with the ball. He got a nice block. He's at the 40. He's inside the 40. He's at the 30. He reverses field. He's down to the 22-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds.
Outstanding juke he did right there.
Zigging and zagging. You know, Joe, and once that was Deshaun Massey, and once he gets going, it's amazing how he can reverse field. He can literally cut on a dime. Unfortunately, like two other really good runs tonight, that one's going to come back because we picked up a penalty.
Oh. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So that's going to put the ball on the 42-yard line of the Panthers. Yeah, that was a great run.
So with the penalty, it's going to be first and 6. So we ended up getting a little bit of a gain out of that anyway. Popped out of the hybrid. Snap to Birch. He's going around left end. He's still going. He's not going to get much. He's got about a yard. And Dr. Phillips is excellent at playing the sweeps.
Yeah, they're right there.
That'll be the last play of the third quarter So at the end of three quarters from Bill Spoon Stadium on the campus of Dr. Phillips High School, our Blue Darters are locked in a battle with the Panthers. It's 20-20. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football presented by Jets Pizza Apopka on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football. While we were gone, Massey picked up a first down. We've got first and 10 from the 35 of Dr. Phillips, and Massey carries again, and he's dropped in the backfield.
Trucked down like a gazelle on the Serengeti.
And that was number 23, Robert Porcher, who wears a lowercase number 23 number, but Robert Porcher is a big defensive end. He's 6'3", 240.
Kind of unfair, 6'3", against a 5'1".
Bring up a second and long for Apopka, and Apopka calls a timeout.
Nobody paid attention to it.
Well, it looks like the officials called a timeout. Apopka didn't seem to realize the officials were calling a timeout. So now play is stopped on the field. And I just want to make a quick note. Apopka's got a player on offense, number 77, who's played the whole game. Tall, lanky offensive lineman. And we don't have a number 77 on our roster.
He's the mystery player that we've talked about earlier.
We seem to have a mystery player every game. But I know his parents know what his number is, so
yes.
Want to let him know. 77's out there playing a heck of a game tonight on the O-line. Birch calls the signals, gives the Siriki around right in. He eludes a tackler, and he's dropped. He's slammed. Great defense by
the
Panthers. That was number 59, Ronald Carter, 6 foot, 190-pound linebacker for the Panthers. And we're seeing truly some textbook defensive play by the Panthers tonight, especially on the sweeps. Their defensive ends and their outside linebackers are not relinquishing the corner, playing their contained responsibilities perfectly, unfortunately. But you got to give credit to where credit's due. And we knew they were a good defensive team coming in. Third and long for Apopka. Third and about 16. Birch back to throw. And it's blocked. And I think fortunately it was, because I saw him looking to throw over to the left flat. And there were like three Panthers and one Blue Darter in the left flat.
Fortunately, that was incomplete.
Bring up a fourth and about 15 to 16 for Apopka. Apopka in punt formation. The ball is at the 40-yard line of Dr. Phillips. Coach D looking to play a little field position. There's the punt. Nice, soft, high punt. Fair catch called at about the 13 by Dr. Phillips. So once again, Apopka maintains excellent field position. Dr. Phillips will take over first and 10 somewhere around their own 13-yard line. Joe, once again, if we're not going to be able to get points, it's good to keep them hemmed in down deep in their own territory.
Eat up some clock while we're doing it.
Speaking of eating up clock, we're in the fourth quarter now, 9:39 in the game.
You know, this is where, you know, a missed extra point mattered.
For both teams, we missed one. We blocked theirs, so I guess we earned their miss. But, you know, once again, to kind of recap, it's been a game of back and forth. We trailed 20-6 at halftime. We got two touchdowns in the third quarter, and it's 20-20. Washington in at quarterback for the Panthers. They've switched quarterbacks throughout the game between Washington and Hogan. There's a snap. It goes through Washington's hands, and it's downed in the end zone. It's going to be a safety for the Blue Darters.
There's that 2 points we needed.
An unforced error by Dr. Phillips. We pick up a gimme. We get 2 points.
Just a bad snap.
Well, you know, what happened was Washington, as we've talked about before, does that flamboyant arm thing he does where he swings his arms, which I guess is some kind of signal. And obviously, the center didn't get the signal or got the wrong signal, because Washington wasn't ready for that ball to be snapped. And a center fired it back there like a Nolan Ryan fastball, and it went right into the end zone.
He usually flaps his arm twice. Maybe the center only saw the one time and thought that was
Well, it's a huge break for Apopka because now we're ahead 22-20 and we get the ball. So a dramatic turn of events here early in the fourth quarter, 9:32 remaining in the game. Apopka now takes the lead 22-20 over a talented Dr. Phillips team. They'll kick it from their own 20-yard line. Want to let everybody know about Chris Hart and the American Adversaries, and we'll talk to you more about Chris Hart and the American Adversaries a little bit later after this kick. Also want to remind you, Apopka Blue Garter Football is sponsored by Jets Pizza, and remind you about the big weekend special at Jets Pizza, the Blue Garter weekend special. Tell them you're Blue Garter and get their famous deep dish one-topping pizza for just $8.99.
What a deal.
There's a kick, kicked it off the tee, and got a long kick, good kick. Our receiver drops it, picks it up at their own 15. Got running room, eluding tacklers, and a nice run back to about the 33-yard line. That was Laquan Hicks on the return for Apopka, who normally is a linebacker. But Laquan Hicks making a nice run on that free kick, which came after the safety. So Apopka takes the lead now after the safety, which was just a snap, bad snap. Quarterback wasn't ready for the ball. Snap out of the shotgun, went through the end zone. Apopka starts off first and 10 from our own 33-yard line. Here's a handoff to, a fake handoff to Siriki. Birch takes it. He gets maybe a yard.
Once
Porsche on the tackle for Dr. Phillips, the big defensive end. Once again, as Coach Darlington talked about in our pregame show, we knew coming in Dr. Phillips had a good defense, and especially they had a heck of a defensive line, and that's what we've been seeing tonight. But nevertheless, we at this point have a 22-20 lead with 8:45 in the game. Snap to Birch. He's going to be back to throw. He throws it deep down the right sideline. It's incomplete and not near a receiver. Whew, talk about miscommunication. There was obviously miscommunication there because where Dimitri Birch was looking to throw the ball, we had no receiver.
I thought he was looking down the left side, the right sideline.
He was, and we had a guy down the middle, and we did have somebody generally over there, but he wasn't even looking for the ball. Second down and 10 for Apopka at our own 33, leading 22-20.
They need to convert this into a first down.
Apopka out of the spread formation. There's a snap. Birch is taking it up the middle, and once again, he gets virtually nowhere. Numerous Panthers on the tackle.
Very stiff defense from the Panthers.
Including number 44.
Fourth and seven.
Dylan
Meeks. In fact, Dylan Meeks set the all-time single-game tackles record last week for the Panthers. And he's a recruited Division I player. Popka's going to punt it. There's the punt, a short and high punt. Hits at the 40, takes an Apopka roll, still rolling, rolls inside the 30. Down to about the 28-yard line.
This game is everything that we thought it was going
to
be.
It really is a great game. And speaking of which, you know, Dr. Phillips had a real nail-biter last week against their rival West Orange, a game that the lead changed hands back and forth, and then West Orange scored literally in the waning seconds of the game to get the win. In fact, converted a two-point conversion. So Dr. Phillips engaged in two tough games here in a row, and right now we're leading 22-20, but there's still 7:53 remaining in the football game. Dr. Phillips will take over first and 10.
Blue Darter defense needs to really stiffen up now.
About their own 28. Hogan back
like
in.
That.
Nice tackle.
Exactly like that.
Laquan Hicks. That was a great individual effort, because if Laquan Hicks does not make that tackle,
he's gone.
Hogan had a hole. He could have gone all the way. Yeah, I've seen more Hogan than I want to see.
Yes.
Tonight.
Very good ball player, no doubt. He is a threat.
And we knew about him coming in, but he comes in to play quarterback from time to time, and usually when he does, we get hurt when he comes in to play quarterback. And he's in there now. Hogan, once again, he's tackled again. Great play by the
Stuffed
Blue Darters.
In the backfield, nice.
Cam Williams in on that tackle. Cam Williams having a big game tonight for Apopka. And let me say another big game, because he had a big game last night at DeLand, and he's just a sophomore. Number 27, Cam Williams. And also, he was helped out by the entire defensive line on that tackle as well.
That's definitely what our defense needs to do, stiffen up, stop them, force them to punt the ball.
Yeah, it was a loss on the play. That'll bring up a 3rd and 14 for Dr. Phillips. Washington, the passing quarterback, is back in there with his signature flamboyant arm moves.
And there's a timeout on the field.
Dr. Phillips calls a timeout, and we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football up on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're coming to you live from Bill Spoon Stadium in the campus of Dr. Phillips. We're in the fourth quarter now, 6:33 remaining in the game. Time definitely a factor in the game, and we're leading 22-20. Been a tough, hard-fought game against a very talented Dr. Phillips football team. Got another text message from Chris Bateman. He says simply, "Go Big Blue, let's go defense." Absolutely, and that's coming from a former Blue Darter starting free safety as well as starting quarterback. Back to passes, Washington. He's going to throw deep. He's going for the whole enchilada here, and it's incomplete. And there's a flag.
See,
the pass was intended for Hogan. Jarrell Tinsley had tight coverage for Apopka.
Jarrell Tinsley tripped
and we'll see how
fell into him.
But certainly the flag came down right in the middle of those two players. But that was, friends, that was a very dramatic play. That was Washington, the passing quarterback, dropping back, throwing to Hogan, the versatile player who also has played quarterback and is also a speedster. Jarrell Tinsley had tight coverage. It was a ball was in the air 50-plus yards. Both players tumbled to the ground, and we're going to pick up a 15 pass interference penalty.
15 yards for against the Blue Darters.
Which in high school is 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. So that'll give Dr. Phillips a first down.
That's a 39.
Move the ball up to about the 37, 38-yard line of Dr. Phillips. Washington.
Yeah. Tinsley just, you saw he tripped and fell into him.
It was tight coverage. That was just a good football play. Sometimes you get called for it. You'd rather see that than give up a 70-yard bomb any day.
Very true. And
and it wasn't flagrant interference by any means either. So Tinsley was just playing football. Want to let everybody know also, I want to give a big shout-out to longtime friend, great educator in Central Florida high school, public school history, also a football coach. At various schools, Mr. Bill Spoon, for whom the stadium is named. Bill Spoon was the very first principal of Dr. Phillips High when they opened in the late 80s. He had been also principal at Oak Ridge High back in the day, back when I was in high school. And Bill Spoon has been a great friend. He was a great friend of my father. Also did great service on the Orange County School Board.
Wow.
He was also a head football coach at Evans, a head football coach at DeLand, and has a great legacy in education and athletics in Central Florida. He was a leader on the Florida High School Athletic Association. So we say great, big shout out to Mr. Bill Spoon and Coach. It's great to give you a shout out from your stadium here at Dr. Phillips. On the play, Washington attempted a handoff to the tailback, fumbled on the exchange. Dr. Phillips recovers, brings up a lost 2 yards, bring up a 2nd and 12 from the Dr. Phillips 35. And, Joe, I suspect they're going to be starting to throw the ball down the field here in the waning moments of this football game.
I would imagine that as well, Roger.
5:55 remaining in the game. Apopka leading 22-20. Spread formation with one back in the backfield.
No time to rest.
There's
on laurels.
Snap. Fires across the middle, complete. He's at the 50, the 45. He's still going. He breaks tackles, gets to the 35-yard line of Apopka. That was number two, Jaquarius Bardner. Well, already has two touchdowns tonight and is their leading receiver and their leading all-purpose yardage.
And they're the type of plays that are going to hurt us.
That was a little short slant pattern. He caught it and got good yards after the catch. Once again, Jaquarius Bardner is one of the very talented players on this team. First and 10 from the Apopka 37. There's a pass incomplete, intended for Hogan. Looked like we blocked it at the line of scrimmage. We did block it. Got a great message here. Can't see who the message is from.
It's from John at CF. Says, what up, Joe? Roger and Joe, go blue.
John DeClue weighing in via Facebook. Former
no,
Blue Darter pitcher.
No rain at the game, John.
That's right. No rain tonight. There's a snap to Washington. He fires complete to Hogan. Hogan breaks a tackle. Cam Williams hanging on for dear life. Cam Williams prevents a big gainer.
But not before gaining
another
first down.
So Dr. Phillips going to the short passing route. Washington, Marvin Washington to Amari Hogan. Washington's going to run it right up the middle, and he's brought down hard by multiple Blue Darters at the point of attack, including David Brizius. Once again, David Brizius, number one, delivering his signature bone-crushing hit.
Blue Darters need to stop them, get that ball back.
4:36 remaining in the game. Ball at the 21 of Apopka. Dr. Phillips threatening. Hogan at quarterback. Gives to Jaquarius Bardner, and he's breaking tackles.
He bounced off a Blue Darter, just did a nice spin, and got another first down.
Broke multiple tackles. He was very hard to get down, and he's got good yardage. Inside the 20. First down, Dr. Phillips, on a nice run by normal receiver Jaquarius Bardner. Dr. Phillips moving the ball.
They're down at the 19-yard line.
Hogan in at quarterback for the Panthers.
Excuse me, 14.
Out of the spread, Hogan's going to run it off a left tackle, and he's crushed. Great defense by the Blue Darters. Very little gain, maybe a yard.
Yeah, down, they're down at the 13-yard line now.
Actually, gain of about two. Brizius on the tackle. Dr. Phillips threatening. Second and eight from the Blue Darter 12-yard line. Trailing, Apopka leading 22-20. Hogan looks back to the coach for a signal. Continues to call signals. Number five, Hogan at quarterback. There's a snap to Hogan. He's going to run around left end. He got a good block, and he's got good yardage.
Touchdown.
And he scored.
We've got a flag on the play.
On the play, that was Amari Hogan. Went around left end from the quarterback position in the shotgun formation.
Got holding.
Good yardage. It's going to come back.
Holding,
another
Dr.
huge
Phillips.
Break for the Blue Darters. He got at least to the 1 yard line, and he may have actually even scored.
Yeah, I thought it looked like he went in from my angle.
But it's all coming back due to a holding call on the Panthers. That'll bring the ball back to the 23-yard line of Apopka. 3:08 remaining in the game. Time definitely a factor now. Second and 19, Panthers from the Apopka 23.
Blue Darters
Washington
need to stop
the quarterback.
Him.
Washington rolls to the right, looking to throw. He fires.
Incomplete.
It's incomplete. Good coverage. Laquan Hicks and Ladarius Park
were all over that.
Great coverage. It was a well-thrown ball to their best receiver, Jaquari Barnier, but it went off of his hands due to the excellent coverage of Laquan Hicks and Ladarius Park.
Third and 19. Still plenty of time left in this game with 3:03.
3:03 remaining. And they're also in near field goal range as well. Crucial plays every down now. There's a snap to Washington. He fires. It's complete to Hogan. And Hogan is down around the 10-yard line of Apopka. So Hogan, we talked about being a versatile player, and he's certainly been that tonight. He's scored a touchdown. He's made a long runs out of the quarterback position. He's caught passes, and he's run the ball. That's going to bring up a fourth down, Dr. Phillips, from the 9-yard line of Apopka, and they put their field goal unit on the field. Apopka leading 22-20. Timeout, Blue Darters. We'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Roger Franklin Williams here with Joe Ferraro. Apopka's leading 22-20 at this moment. There's 2 minutes and 31 seconds remaining in the game, and Dr. Phillips is attempting a field goal. Sterling Stockwell is the kicker. It'll be a 27-yard attempt. The holder is at the 17-yard line.
Special teams need to stop the kick. Block it.
There's a snap. It's down. It's blocked. Joe Ferraro called it.
And the Blue Darters get the ball.
Laquan Hicks. I think it was Laquan Hicks who blocked it. Recovered by number 50.
Up at the 40-yard line.
Omar Davis. But I'm pretty sure it was Laquan Hicks that blocked it. And this man right here, Joe Ferraro, called it.
As a matter of fact,
called the block.
They got the Blue Darters going to get the ball at the 39-yard line.
It almost doesn't matter where we get
Blue
it as
Darters.
Long as they don't
yeah.
get 3 points. Wow.
With 2 minutes and 22 seconds left in the game.
2 minutes, 22 seconds remaining in the game, the Blue Darters have just dramatically blocked a Dr. Phillips field goal attempt and now have the ball at our own 39-yard line.
Look at all those twos on that scoreboard.
Popka leading 22-20, and I hope it stays exactly like it is right now. 22-20 Apopka, 2:22 remaining in the game. Birch rolls right. Birch
struggling.
Tackled by eight Panthers on the tackle.
He lost about 5 yards.
Yeah, they came flooding in through the line of scrimmage. Loss of four by Birch.
Oh, it's better than five.
2:13 remaining in the football game. Apopka leading this hard-fought contest against the talented Dr. Phillips squad, 22-20, coming to you live from Bill Spoon Stadium at Dr. Phillips High School.
This is one of those games that are going to go right down to the last second.
Speaking of Phillips, we have another Phillips. Our own Greg Phillips has weighed in, and Greg Phillips says Joe is on fire. Yes, Greg, he is. He's on fire.
Pete Paquette said, Ferraro calls another one.
He did. It was a great call. Two of them. Called the turnover that led to the touchdown.
That's
put
right.
Put us ahead and then called the block on the field goal.
And I'm going to call an incredible run right now that's going to.
Blue Darters with the football at our own about 35-yard line. There's a snap to Massey. He's going right up the middle. He's got tough yardage to the 40-yard line.
Got back to the original line of scrimmage. Or gained at least a yard beyond it.
Once again, vintage Deshaun Massey right up the middle. Twisting and turning like a corkscrew. Got good tough yardage. Third down Apopka.
And the clock's ticking down.
Third and about 9. 1:44 remaining in the football game. Apopka leading 22-20. Blue Darters out of the single wing. Snap to Massey. Gives to Adonijo Siriki. He's going around left end.
He's
tackled in his bound backfield.
He lost even more yards.
That was number one, Tanner Engel, on a great defensive play by the Panthers. That'll bring up a fourth down for Apopka, fourth and long. We're at our own 34-yard line. A definite punting situation. So Dr. Phillips will have a few seconds. We'll have some time to get the ball back.
Now the thing, what's going to have to happen, it's going to have to be a great kick, and then we have to get down there and not allow them to get beyond
Coach
the 30-yard line.
Coach D allowing all the clock that he can get to kick off the kickoff. In fact, Coach D is going to take a delay of game penalty and take the 5-yard penalty, and that'll wind the clock down to 42 seconds.
Our leg's going to have to really put some effort behind that ball.
We're going to have to have a good. Well, first of all, we're going to have to block and protect. We're going to have to protect the punt. Then we're going to have to cover it. And you know, don't want to. Shall we remind you that Dr. Phillips has already scored one touchdown on the punt return?
Yes, they have.
Earlier tonight by Jaquarius Bargnier.
It's a nail biter, folks.
And Jaquarius Bargnier is back deep for Phillips. Minier's our punter. He's standing at his own 16-yard line. There's the snap. It's a good snap. He got it off.
Oh.
He kicked it straight up in the air. It hits at our own 44. Goes out of bounds at our own 45. So not a good kick at all. Dr. Phillips will take over with excellent field position with 7 seconds remaining in the football game.
And that could be just one pass. Defense has their job cut out for them.
We're clinging to a 2-point lead. Don't need to remind you, a field goal can win the game for Dr. Phillips. So it's just going to go right down to the last second. Jake Rolson comes off for Apopka. Apopka kind of looks like kind of a prevent style defense.
Pete Paquette says, need to keep the ball, play the clock, go blue.
Dr. Phillips, first and 10 at our 45. There's a snap to Washington. He fires out to his right flat. He's got Hogan for a gain.
But not
about 8. Hogan quickly gets out of bounds.
I don't think any time moved off the clock.
33 seconds remaining. That was a very crisp pass play, well-executed pass play from Washington to Hogan. Dr. Phillips now at our 38-yard line. Second and 4. Washington calls the signals. Snap to Washington. He's got time. He throws across the middle.
Intercepted!
Intercepted, Apopka! Jarrell Tinsley intercepted!
Outstanding, Jarrell Tinsley. He jumped up and just snagged that ball right out of the air.
Jarrell Tinsley, that interception.
That pretty much puts a nail in this game.
Apopka football, 27 seconds to go. And, Joe, that's one thing that we did not see last year or haven't seen much.
That's true.
In recent years, talking about is outstanding pass defense. Not good pass defense. Not real good pass defense. Outstanding pass defense.
Pete Paquette says, come on, D. Now the offense is going to run the clock down.
Seconds remaining in the game. Popka in the victory formation now. Everybody bunched up. Quarterback under center. Snap. Downed. 23 seconds remaining in the game. That most likely will be the last play. Popka running off the field.
Dr. Phillips coming off the field.
We don't need to snap it again.
We got a
5 seconds. 1 second, that's a ball game. Coming to you from Bill Spoon Stadium on the campus of Dr. Phillips High School, the Apopka Blue Darters have just defeated the Dr. Phillips Panthers by a score of 22-20. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with a post-game show. You're listening to our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. To Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Coming to you live from the campus of Dr. Phillips High School, where our Blue Darters have just defeated the state-ranked Dr. Phillips Panthers by a score of 22-20 in a real nail-biter that went down literally to the last play of the game, which was an interception deep in Apopka territory by Jarrell Tinsley. And, you know, Joe, and I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro and Steve Swartz. And Joe and Steve, and, you know, we talked about all game how this would be our biggest test. We were playing a very talented team, and this game could go down to the wire, and that's certainly what happened tonight.
Absolutely. Was everything we said this game was going to be, and I'm very proud of the Blue Darts.
And Apopka came out with a close victory, a hard-fought victory.
Well, gentlemen, what do we say in the pregame show? Defense.
Defense.
We talked about Rodney Wells and the head coach of Dr. Phillips' defense. They controlled the football in the first half. That we scored first, 6-0. They come back offensively. Dr. Phillips goes 20-6. We have a silly penalty. We were in the red zone. We had the block in the back. It could have made it 13, but then we got brought back, and DP's defense started at the beginning. And then the second half, it was a total turnaround. I do not know what Rick Darlington and his coaches said in the halftime to change the offense and the defense of this ball game, but it came up stellar. We talked about the defense at the beginning of the game. The defense won this game for Apopka tonight.
And just before I leave it to you guys, I just want to point out one more time, Coach Darlington at halftime, nobody on any level makes better adjustment in-game adjustments and especially halftime adjustments than Rick Darlington, and once again, we saw that tonight.
Oh, definitely. I don't know what him and Jeff Rawlson, the defensive coordinator for Apopka, did to adjust this offense and defense. But come out the second half, you got blocked punt. You got the Dr. Phillips bad snap that gives us the win with 9 minutes to go, goes in the end zone for safety. And the thing about it is, who would think of winning a big game like this on a safety with a little bit 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter on a miscue from Dr. Phillips, as much as they had control of the first half of this game?
You know, it's something that you see written in a script for a Hollywood movie.
I totally agree. I mean, this game was built at the beginning of the game. We were going to see the starters go all four quarters for the first time for Apopka. We said that. We said defense was going to lead the game because our offense was sputtering. Normally we sputter in the first play of the series. We scored the first play of the series. Then the Dr. Phillips defense shut us down the first half. We got the points in the second half. Then the Apopka defense rose to the occasion.
Got another tweet I want to share with you. Message from Krista Clue. Weighing in, Krista Clue says, "Let me start a new streak. Good calling of the game, guys. You guys rock." All right, Krista
Clue. All right, thank you, Chris. You know, it's typical of the Apopka Blue Darters. Under pressure, they're performing, and they did.
And this is a 2-year series. I mean, to come over here and start the series at Dr. Phillips after Dr. Phillips got beat by West Orange to end their 35-game regular season winning streak, we knew Dr. Phillips, when they hit the field tonight at Bill Sports Stadium, they were hungry.
Sure.
And they showed us everything they had in the first half. And how about Apopka throwing that double pass? If we would have went ahead in the first half to hit that double pass,
it had worked.
Yes. They tried to throw it to Deshaun Massey. It was like 2 or 3 yards out. And that was the situation with that. But if we would hit the double pass, boy, we would have had a tie ball game with 13-13 in the end of the second quarter.
And, of course, those listening to the pregame knew that we predicted that we would be just might utilize the pass tonight.
And we did. And now the Blue Darters are 4-0 on the season.
4-0 on the season, heading into the tradition rest of Apopka High School's homecoming game next week.
And this is pretty much a first since we've been broadcasting, where they've been 4-0 into the beginning of the season.
Yeah, normally they're
the first game every year.
Yes. So there's a lot of dynamics that have changed here for the Blue Darters that we're seeing firsts, and we're going to see more firsts as we go on into the season.
Yeah, and we also got to give a great shout-out to the people at Dr. Phillips. Russell Wommel's the AD.
Yes.
Jim Badringo, the PA announcer. You know, the last time we were over here was a TV game. We were locked out, and we were over on the visitor sideline. Tonight, air-conditioned press box. Thank you to everybody at Dr. Phillips.
You know, they treated us very well, and thank you. Can't thank them enough.
And Pete had some good text messages, Joe. You want to share a couple of those?
What did Pete say? Oh, well, our stream's a little behind, but great win. Wow. Congratulations, Blue Darters. because this is a major win for the Blue Daughters. I mean, beating Dr. Phillips, this is a powerhouse team.
And when you looked at the September schedule on paper, when it was released last January, you had Edgewater, you had the Land,
yes.
You had Dr. Phillips. Right there was a tough September schedule. Now we got University next week at home for Homecoming 2015, mm-hmm. where we got all these alumni coming in celebrating their class reunion. And the Cougars, you know, they have been tough. They have been tough the last couple of years. And, you know, as a homecoming opponent, you really want to go ahead and schedule a homecoming opponent that you can beat. Because I always say this, when a senior leaves football, the two games they remember is if they beat their homecoming opponent and how they did on their senior night. But still, University, just because right now we're on a stellar defensive stance, we have to get some offensive stuff cleaned up because Dr. Phillips must have watched 24 hours of film 7 days a week this week because they totally stopped our running game.
They sure did.
Three quarters out of the four.
And you can't underestimate Olympia next week at all. I mean, I know it's homecoming and all that, but that's why they call them upsets.
Yeah, University's coming in next week.
University,
homecoming. You know, the thing about homecoming is, and Coach Darlington will probably tell you all on the Blue Daughter Sports Central show next Friday, that homecoming, a lot of activities at school, he doesn't want the distractions.
That's right.
As we come into the next week's game and the possibility of Popka going into October 5-0 and getting another homecoming win.
And that's what you could expect next week, and you're going to be able to listen to the game right here on 1520 WBZW, 7 o'clock pregame. 7:30 kickoff. We are at home at Roger Williams Field, so you're all invited to come out. Please fill the stands. It's homecoming. It's going to be a great game, as usual. Again, we're here at Bill Spoon Stadium on the campus of Dr. Phillips High School. The Apopka Blue Daughters defeat Dr. Phillips Panthers 22-20. I want to thank Jeff Sennis back at the station. Pete Paquette, because you rock, guy. Roger Franklin Williams, Steve Schwartz, thank you so much for being here. I'm Joe Ferraro. This is 1520 WBZW, your hometown station.